Ford Motor Company is facing numerous challenges. For example, the automaker has lost money on electric vehicles and is projecting that it could lose an additional $3 billion on EVs this year. It's also been dealing with ongoing production problems. Ford issued 67 recalls in the U.S. in 2022, more than any other automaker. As a result, Ford is making a number of changes, including revamping the way it reports financial numbers and hiring John Dion as its chief transformation officer. Alan Amici is the president and CEO of the Center for Automotive Research. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan that Dion will be tasked with improving production quality.
Ford's ultimate goal would be, one, an improvement in productivity, and the second would be providing value to the customer, which is really all about the highest quality product. So I think the framework is really lean manufacturing, which is eliminating the waste and improving overall quality. So I think those are probably the things that Ford has in mind for John to address.
Ford had a number of issues last year. I know it lost $2 billion, and it was also the most recalled vehicle. So what is it going to take to correct some of those problems?
Well, that's a big challenge for Ford, or really for any company. Automotive companies are very sensitive to quality, and they want to provide the highest quality products. They want to delight the customer. They want to keep the customer out of the dealership, not having to repair fixes or those types of things. So the challenge here is the notion of lean production or lean manufacturing systems or eliminating wastes. And so Ford, like any big company, has quality control mechanisms and they have quality control processes in place. I think the challenge is communication, training, education of the staffs to understand the principles of lean production. And Ford is a really big company, so you've got a lot of people to kind of educate. And it's really a big task of informing, educating, implementing, and then make sure there's a good feedback mechanism so they continuously improve. So it's a really big challenge.
Ford is revamping the way that it reports its financial numbers. It's separating the Ford Blue, which is its conventional gasoline-powered stuff, from the Ford E stuff. How important is it to kind of revamp that structure, and does it help the company to insulate the EV reporting, especially when it, you know, it thinks that it could lose $3 billion this year on its electric vehicles?
Legacy automakers have a big challenge right now in that their internal combustion engine is really the cash cow, and it's the internal combustion engine business is really providing the funding for the EV product development. Ford and other OEMs, you know, are having, one foot in two canoes. One foot in each canoe is got to make sure the ICE business is profitable to be able to fund the EV business.
Has Ford over-invested in EVs? I know you're talking about how the traditional cars are still kind of funding the setup of the EV structure, but I know that Jim Farley's also said that Ford might have as many as 25% more engineers than it needs.
That's a question for Ford to answer. However, if you look at the amount of investment that's happening in North America from all of the OEMs, not just Ford, I mean, there's a considerable amount of investment in EV assembly plants, in EV battery plants, and also retooling existing plants to be able to support EV production. Personally, I think Ford's got a good strategy to invest in the future rather than investing in the past or lamenting that the internal combustion engine is going away. And if you look at volume forecasts, I think what's emerging is by 2030, approximately 30 to 40% of vehicle sales in North America are going to be EVs.